When you say the pines, most people around here know what you mean. The towering white pines that line a stretch of the Gunflint Trail about 10 miles north of Grand Marais. The trees are estimated to be around 350 years old and have served as the unofficial gateway to the Gunflint Trail for decades. Early black and white pictures show a winding dirt road dwarfed by the famous trees. Prior to becoming a road, the route was a footpath used by Native Americans, leading from the inland lakes down to Lake Superior and what is now Grand Marais. Local photographer Stefan Hoagland.
I've always been fascinated with them as entry points to the wilderness. They're just gorgeous. The Anishinaabe peoples called them the grandfathers, the old ones, the pines. They felt they were sacred.
So it came as a bit of a shock to Hoagland and others recently when metal guardrails were installed along that well-known stretch of the Gunflint Trail.
Well, when I first saw them a week or so ago, it was right after a little bit of snow, and it was just shocking, horrifying to see them there. I've spent many, many years photographing the pines, and now it has created this barrier or division that is just ruins the whole visual feel of the place that I felt was rather sacred.
Gunflint Trail resident and business owner Sarah Hamilton is worried about changes to the character of the Gunflint Trail.
The Gunflint Trail is beautiful because it looks untouched. We don't want it to look like everywhere else.
The guardrails were put in during a repaving project on the lower Gunflint Trail completed this fall. County Highway Engineer Shay Kosmalski was in charge of the project. She says it was on the books before she was hired, but delayed indefinitely because of a lack of funding. Then along came the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009.
We were very fortunate to successfully compete for half of the stimulus funds available through the Forest Highways Program.
Cook County received $500,000 in federal stimulus money for the project. Federal funding for road projects comes with specific engineering and safety guidelines, one of which is a clear zone. This is supposed to give vehicles room to correct a run-off-the-road accident. Several of the pines are right next to the road, very much in the clear zone. This left Kosmalski with three options: cut them down, install guardrails, or scrap the project.
We want the new road. We were lucky enough to get the money, and I figured that was the best possible in the middle solution. So we did the project, we put the guardrail in, and next spring the road crew will paint it a soft brown color, which you can see on, I think, like Devil's Track on 61. And there's a couple of bridges north of there where they're actually painting them or purchasing them painted to try to make them blend in a little.
Painted brown or not, the presence of the guardrails is painful for trail resident and business owner Sarah Hamilton.
I actually drove down the trail while they were installing them, and it was awful. It made me sick to my stomach. It was a hard thing to see on the trail. The trail's so beautiful. The pines are so beautiful. I'm afraid for the Gunflint Trail. I'm just one of those people that don't want it to change.
According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the Gunflint Trail is a major connector with a traffic count of 1,500 vehicles per day, including a mix of cars, recreational vehicles, and logging trucks. Traffic is projected to increase to over 2,200 vehicles per day, and officials from MnDOT say that makes safety the number one priority and not scenery. For WTIP News, I'm Kara Thomas.